Wayfair's big sale is back. Get ready for Way Day. For 3 days only, October 5th through October 7th, save up to 80% off on everything home. With low prices on top furniture and decor, now's the time to invest in new seating or dining set. Up your holiday decorating game for way less. Refresh your cookware and baking supplies. Restock your linen closet. And maybe even treat yourself? Actually, definitely treat yourself. At up to 80% off, this is the sale to go all out. Oh, and did we mention everything ships free all Way Day long? Yeah, everything, even a sectional. Plus, surprise flash deals launch every 24 hours on some of Wayfair's top products. So check back each day to score big on something you never saw coming. Who knows what amazing finds you'll bring home. Don't miss Wayfair's big sale. Way Day only lasts 3 days and won't be back soon. Save up to 80% off all things home now through October 7th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and the Irish Cancer Society is launching their Big Pink Breakfast initiative, urging people to be breast aware and to remind people that breast cancer can affect anybody. And joining us now in studio is Dr. Mariana Sarentes, who's a doctor in immunology and now a stage 3 breast cancer patient, Sonia Carr, cancer awareness coordinator with the Irish Cancer Society, and Katie Brown, who is a breast cancer survivor. You're all very welcome. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I might come to you first of all, Mariana, if that's okay. Is it worse developing cancer when you're a doctor and you already know so much? Is that extra frightening and difficult?
I think I have like a very different point of view, for sure. Like the moment that I was doing my first mammogram and my first ultrasound, I saw the face of the radiologist and I knew that something was wrong. You know, when he asked me, like, we need to take out a biopsy, I knew that I had cancer. You know, I knew when they ask you for a biopsy and the images that I was like, you know, like sneaking around, I was like, I see it, right? So I knew before they told me actually the diagnosis, right? So one point of view is like working on breast cancer, being a doctor, know about
and of course,
it.
Immunotherapy then, is the future of cancer treatment to a large extent.
So I've been working in science for years, right? So I knew everything about cancer, but being a patient is a completely different story. I learned so much, even, you know, like now that I'm a patient, that I didn't have a clue before, even that I was been working on this for years. So it's completely different knowing the research, knowing the background.
Is it harder, do you think? I don't know, I think it could be easier.
I knew since the first day what was going to be my treatment. You know, I knew that I want to need chemotherapy, then surgery, then radiation. I knew my prognosis very well. You know, like I knew if the treatment works, this is how many years I'm going to live. If it doesn't, you know, like I knew everything. But I think sometimes knowledge is power. So I believe in science and I know the research and I know the treatment is going to work, right? So that gave me, in the other hand, a little bit of peace of mind because I was like, I work on this. So I truly believe that it works.
And I'm sure down the line, this experience will enrich you professionally.
Yeah. Oh,
but
absolutely.
That's probably...
Absolutely.
A bit hard to get your head around that right now.
Katie, your own story, your own mom had breast cancer. So it was something you had been monitored for a number of years. Is that correct?
So my mom had it about 18 years ago. And actually what was happening was her sister was being monitored. And so my aunt was actually diagnosed in March of last year. And that is... we say at home, she saved me, because that's kind of what prompted me to be back and be vigilant again. And when, we'll say, I went and checked it out, I found the lump. My doctor, my GP found the lump. So I suppose knowledge is power, and that's so true, because I suppose when I've heard that I had a lump and when I heard... I suppose what was going to, I knew what was ahead of me as well. Yeah. And I think the good thing about it is I knew that I was going to be okay as well, even though...
I was going to ask you, because sometimes knowledge, as kind of Ciara was alluding to, sometimes knowledge can be kind of a daunting thing, but you felt actually no.
Well, my mom has survived it. My aunt has got through it as well. And I know so many other women who have come through it. And
Almost stiffens your resolve a little bit? Or
you just know you're going to get through it. And I think even if I look at my mom and what she went through 18 years ago, whereas in terms of, we'll say, how sick she was during through chemo, all of that has come on. The research, I think, and the medication has come on so much over the last 18 years that...
Obviously, you're working for the Irish Cancer Society, but what I'm hearing from both these women's stories, but both of them, that knowledge is power, that the fact that they're both aware, one is a doctor, one had a family history, so they were a little bit vigilant on this. Is that something that we need to get the message out about to all women, that they need to be breast aware? Because obviously early diagnosis is very, very helpful. And, you know, not everyone is going to be a doctor of immunology. Not everyone is going to have a family history, but all women should be checking their breasts.
Yeah, absolutely. The area I'm working in says early detection. And we know that the earlier something is picked up, the more treatment options available and generally the better the outcomes for the person. So with this month being October and we've got a big pink breakfast, which is all around encouraging people to even have conversations around breast cancer and signs and symptoms. So I suppose there's a number of things people need to look out for. And probably what comes first to mind is a breast lump. But there's also other changes that we need women to be aware of.
Do you want
of.
To quickly mention?
Yeah, if you don't mind. And just before I say that, we really encourage girls from the age of 18 to start in self-breast examinations. Because again, the better you know your breast tissue, the quicker and easier you'd pick up if something is abnormal. So things to look out for, as most people are aware of, is the lump. Mm-hmm. And that can be in your breast or under your armpit. If there's any swelling or thickness of the breast, we'd encourage people to have that checked. When it comes to the nipple area, some people are born or may have what's known as an inverted nipple, sure, or a nipple going inwards. So if that's normal for you, that's okay. But if that's a change, we'd encourage
you. So if your nipple newly inverts.
Yeah, we'd encourage people to follow up on that.
The self-examination, you're saying, young women from the age of 18 should be doing. I'm presuming there's videos available to show how you go about doing that.
Absolutely. On our website, cancer.ie, if you go into the breast cancer section, there is videos there that will actually take you step by step through that process.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, just so nipple inversion, changes in shape, lumps, thickening.
Yeah. If again, with the nipple, if there's discharge from one or both nipples, blood stained or clear fluid, we'd say have that checked. Sometimes it might be a dimpling or puckering.
So skin changes.
Yeah, a dimpling or puckering.
And we sometimes say that skin change looks a bit like, because for people trying to understand, the skin of an orange.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't help it coming back into the old gig. But the skin of an orange, so that's what people are looking for.
Yeah. Orange, like that, an orange peel. And we have on the videos, there's a proper breast prop, and it will actually show all those changes. Yeah. So you can actually see.
So there's more than just lumps, basically,
more
is what
than
we're
just
saying.
Lumps, yeah.
Marianna, you were obviously very active before cancer. You wanted to remain active. Tell us about the half marathon. You've done it already.
I've done
you?
It, yeah. So I think this is very important to mention. Like before my cancer diagnosis, I was exercising every day, right? I really want to emphasize that. Like I was very active, very healthy diet, not smoking, not drinking, not family history. And still I got cancer. Like you have to be self-aware of your breast. I found a lump and I went to the doctor. That's the right thing to do. And one of the things to cope with the side effects of the treatment, it's to exercise. That is very hard for cancer patients because the chemotherapy, it's very hard in your body, right? But I knew the exercise was going to help me to cope with the side effects. So I was like, I'm going to go for a waltz when I can, you know, like try to keep myself active as much as I could. There were days that I couldn't at all. And then because I had a mastectomy, I couldn't go back to the gym. And the only exercise that my physio allowed me was to run or walk. And I was like, okay, I'm going to start running. And then I think like, oh, maybe I had a chance to run a half marathon. Why not? And then
Why not?
You could have just done a mini marathon.
Or a small, yeah,
5K.
Yeah. And then, well, I saw there was a Dublin half marathon. And I was like, I have to have like something to look forward. Yeah. It's like, at least I need to be alive for the race, you know? So, and I decided to do a fundraising for the Irish Cancer Society.
Brilliant.
Because I know that they have been doing amazing job with all the cancer patients. I have another cancer friends that they've been supported by the Irish Cancer Society. So that was my first.
Well done.
Let me bring you back in, Katie. You have also run half marathons. You're putting the rest of us to shame. But how important is it to get involved in things like this and to raise awareness and to fundraise and on all of this background stuff that the Irish Cancer Society does?
I suppose it's the reason we're all here today. We're not telling our story because we'll say we want to tell our story. We're telling our story so that the person that's listening to this checks themselves, that they have a conversation with people, and it's really all about the awareness piece. So that is what October is about. We'll say Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And it's just about, I suppose, raising that awareness, particularly for younger women. I think onset younger diagnosis is something that's more prevalent. If you consider my mum was diagnosed in her late 40s, I was diagnosed in my late 30s. It's just so important that we all check ourselves and that we understand how to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do think as well, because both of you were so young, Marianne, as well. You were 35. And you were
39.
39, those are not ages that people, especially considering our breast check doesn't kick in until people are, I think it's 50. And so, I understand the reasons for that as well, but it's just younger women as well are affected. Look, thank you sincerely to the three of you for coming in and sharing your stories and talking to us. I think it's a really
really important. I suppose maybe worth reiterating one last time the key messages you want to get out this morning to people listening.
Yeah, so it's to check your breast, check once a month. If you find anything at all, make an appointment.
Don't put it off.
I'm always saying to people, make your appointment that day, and not because, you know, you think it's but make it that day, because tomorrow comes and that brings a whole other set of priorities for us.
And maybe and to men, if it's your sister or your wife or your partner or your
men,
daughter.
Men, if it's yourselves as well. Men get breast cancer, Shane. Men get a lump in their chest wall and feel it, they also should get checked.
Yeah, there's around 30.
But if it is a loved one as well, and they tell you about it, make sure they do get it checked out. Urge them to get it checked out.
Look, sincere thanks to you all. I think I'm going to repost. I have a video myself of a breast exam. I think I'm going to stick that up. Thank you so much, Dr. Mariana Cervantes, of course, doctor in immunology, as well as cancer patient. Sonia Carr, cancer awareness coordinator with the Irish Cancer Society, and Katie Brown, another breast cancer survivor. Thank you so much to the three of you for coming in. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hey Chicago, Wayfair's big sale is on now. It's Way Day. For 3 days only, now through October 7th, get up to 80% off online and at the new Wayfair store at Eden's Plaza in Wilmette. Score furniture, cookware, holiday decor, and more. Way Day is the sale to stock up for the season ahead. Plus, enjoy family fun and in-store surprises. Shop Wayfair's big sale now through October 7th online and at the Wayfair store at Eden's Plaza in Wilmette.
Wayfair, every style, every home.